And I will say today is Yom HaAtzmaut. Today, ultimately, again, is the 70th anniversary of the establishment of the State of Israel. And, you know, I've given a couple of shiurim over the last few days related to this, and I kind of always begin in the same way, which is that all too often, this day serves as a point of dissent within Klal Yisrael, right? What do you do? What do you do? How do you do? And that somehow, again, you know, our Zionist credentials or our Abbas Yisrael credentials are all determined by whether or not the person says a few chapters of Tehillim with a bracha, without a bracha. You know, I mentioned last night in the shir that Rav Meshulam Roth was the Kol Mevaser, went ahead and makes a very compelling argument for halal with a bracha on Yom HaAtzmaut. But he says, I'm nervous to go ahead and paskin this way. Why? Because I'm nervous that it's going to create dissent in Klal Yisrael. So you see that even someone who was convinced of the halachic legitimacy, when weighing everything together, there's nothing more important for Klal Yisrael than Achdus. So whatever a person does today, doesn't do today, that's one's own cheshbon that everybody has to figure out. But no matter, and the same way, that no matter whether we see the establishment of the State of Israel as a part of the messianic process or not of the messianic process, that's also, we'll say, that's to a certain degree a detail. That's a detail that each and every one of us have the right to arrive at our own conclusions regarding this detail. But the important part to remember is that no matter whether you say halal, don't say halal, no matter whether you think it's aschalta de geula, not aschalta de geula, we'll say Klal Yisrael was given a great gift 70 years ago that we didn't have for 2,000 years. That for the first time in 2,000 years, we are privileged to have access to our land. We control the borders. We control who comes in and who goes out. That we have a homeland that is accessible to us any time we want it. For 2,000 years, after being under the thumb of every single despotic and unpredictable ruler, we have the ability to have a land of our own, to have an army of our own, to have an Eretz Yisrael protected by Am Yisrael. Bosse is an incredible and overwhelming zuchus. A zuchus, ultimately, again, that we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however we're going to do it. The proliferation of Torah is unparalleled, right? People often have this idea that pre-war Europe was like the epitome of Jewish accomplishment. I would say in pre-war Europe, almost everyone was ignorant, right? It was pervasive amaratzos. It's true. Incredible observance as well, but incredible. We live in a different time. The proliferation of yeshivas, of kolalim, of centers of Torah, specifically rooted in Eretz Yisrael, I would say is historically unprecedented. Unprecedented. And we have to give Shevach Vaodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this incredible gift. You know, Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman has an incredible insight. Not on Yom HaAtzmaut, but Rabbi Nachman says something dramatically amazing. Although I'm sure somebody can tweak it. He says, you know, when the Meraglim came back from delivering their disastrous report about Eretz Yisrael, so they say, we can't go into the land because it's an Eretz Ocheles Yoshvahi. It's a land which consumes its inhabitants. Rabbi Nachman says, they were absolutely right. Eretz Yisrael is an Eretz Ocheles Yoshvah. When you step into that land, it envelops you. When you step into that land, it overtakes you. You see, you could be in any other land in the world, and it's very nice and very beautiful. There are so many beautiful places that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in this world. And it's incredible and it's overwhelming. But, and beautiful, magnificent, it doesn't penetrate and permeate your soul. You can go and you can come. And there'll be wonderful memories and maybe even wonderful attachments, but it doesn't permeate your soul. There's only one land on the face of this earth which permeates your soul. There's only one land which eats you up and totally consumes you. And that's Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Nachman says the Meraglim were spot on. It is an Eretz Ocheles Yoshveha. It is a land that consumes you on the inside and on the outside. And I will say that's the great gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 70 years ago. Even if you hold that it's Aschalta de Gula, the founding of the state is the beginning of redemption, one thing is clear, which is what? It's certainly not the be-all end-all of redemption. There's more redemption that still has to come. There's Mashiach, there's a Beis HaMikdash, there's Kibbutz Golis, there's so many things. But it's incredible to think that we celebrate today that 70 years ago, another dramatic step forward occurred. And it behooves each of us to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this great gift. It behooves each of us to figure out How do we strengthen our connection to Eretz Yisrael? Because it's so important. Even if we don't have imminent plans to live there, and even if we don't go necessarily, you know, regularly, person always has to strengthen their ties to Eretz Yisrael. However you do that, whether a person supports causes in Eretz Yisrael, whether a person has kavana during the Mishaberach for the soldiers of the IDF, whether a person in Shmona Esrei when he says V'Yushalayim Ircha Barachamim Tashuv V'Sechazena Einenu B'Shuv Chalitzion Barachamim, when a person has Ribono Shel Olam, thank you for the gift of Eretz Yisrael, and I hope that some way, somehow, I have the schus to get there soon. However we do it, we have to strengthen our bonds. We have to strengthen our ties. We have to strengthen our chibas haaretz, our love for Eretz Yisrael. And in that sechus of celebrating the historical miracle, of appreciating the great gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mamish given to us, delivered to our doorstep with incredible mesiras nefesh, we should be zochei Meretz Hashem to see not just the eschalta de geula, but we should be zochei Meretz Hashem to see the shleimus hageula, the sof hageula. It's enough of being an eschalta. It's enough of being in the beginning. It's enough of being in the beginning stages. We need to get to the end. We need to cross the finish line. And we should be zochei Meretz Hashem to celebrate the true Gula, the Gula of Mashiach, the Gula of the Beis HaMikdash, the Gula of a rebuilt Eretz Yisrael with all of Am Yisrael inside of it. And here of Yameinu. Amen.